We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are starting for the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shtei Alechem Ne'echolos Ein Pachos V'Shtayim V'Yoyseh HaShloisha. The Shtei Alechem was eaten never less than 2 days old, and never more than 3 days old. Ketzad, you weren't allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, and you brought the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, so a regular Shavuos, Ketzad, Nefes Merav Yontif, Ne'echolos B'Yontif. L'Shtayim, that's 2 days. You bake the Erev Shavuos and you eat it on Shavuos. Chal Yom Tov L'Yisachah Shabbos, if Yom Tov is Chal on Sunday, after Shabbos, so now you have to bake it on Friday, Nechalos Shloisha. Then it's 3 days. Then you have to wait 3 days till you eat the Shtei Lechem. Lechem upon him, Nechal in Pachos V'Tisha, it's always at least 9 days since he baked it, Lo Yoyisal Acharaz, not more than 11, Ketzad, Nefam Erev Shabbos. If you bake it on Erev Shabbos, that's a regular case when you're supposed to bake it, then you place it on Shabbos, and the next week, Parashas Noach, eat it, that's 9 days. V'nechal v'Shabbos, 9 days later. Chal Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. If you don't land on Erev Shabbos, you have to do it on Thursday, so then it's an extra day, it's 10 days. Nechal HaSorah. If you have Shtei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, then Nechal HaKarasa. Then you eat it on 11 days. Because the only time you had in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, 2 day Yontif is only on Rosh Hashanah those days. The only time you have two days Yontif is Rosh Hashanah, because then, even in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't all know the Kiddush HaChodesh, and you had to keep the first day of after El, after Chavtas El, you have to keep the first day as Rosh Hashanah, you don't know. And then even if next day was Rosh Hashanah, you had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so you always had 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, even in the time of when we did a Kiddush HaPiria. And so then it's possible that it went 11 days. Of course, you baked it on Wednesday, and then you had Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, until next Shabbos is 11 days. And the Mishnah explains, the baking of a Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem upon him, is not Deich Shabbos, not Deich Yontif. Now why not? Isn't it Oichel Nefesh? You eat it. What's the problem? So the answer is, because the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, that it says in the Pasuk, Lochem, and we dash Lochem v'loy l'gavoya. You can't, and that's called a gavaya, even though you kind of eat it, but it comes from Shulchan Gavaya Kazachu, comes from the carbon, and therefore there's no such heta as lachem. Lachem is only lachem for you, Oichel Nefesh, and not like gavaya. Rav Shimon Gamil, Oimer, Rav Shimon Ben Zgan, he argues, Doiches Yontif, Ben Doiches Yom Tzayim. It's Doiches Yontif, not Doiches Yom Kippur, and it's not Doiches Yom Kippur. It's Doiches only Yom Tov, not Doiches Yom Kippur, because he holds lachem means lachem v'loy l'nachrim, and not lachem v'loy l'gavaya, and therefore he holds you could bake it on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but you could bake it on Yom Tov, and therefore he argues on all these numbers over here. Now there's a little technical problem. What happens, one of the cases, it has to have 11 days, if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, so it's 11 days. If you figure it out, if the first day of Tishrei is Thursday, Pashtus, then Shabbos would be Yom Kippur. So how do you eat it on Yom Kippur? You're not eating 11 days. So they freaked Rashi to Kasha, actually. So Rashi says, V'Kasha, you're based in the Nuda, in a Chalat HaMatzah Shabbos, or Yisrael Shabbos have Yom Kippurim. It says, Loi Kasha, because Laila Elchacha Yom, and therefore it's called Stol Yud Aleph. Because by Kachim, when you eat Kachim, Laila Elchacha Yom, and therefore it's still called 11 days. Zok to Gemara, Amar Avina. This is going to handle the shiloh about lachem lo l'gvoya. It's not going to mention the drasha, but l'gavid ad halacha. So comes out, l'chalik is in our mishnah, if you have oichel nefesh, but on the other hand, the oichel nefesh comes through a carbon, it's machloikis, you're allowed to bring that on, you're allowed to be over the isra of afia, or bringing a carbon on yontif. So I'm Ravina, divra ima, nadar madavas ain't kriyam yontif. The one never holds, you can't bring nadar madavas on yontif. Why not? Because it's called a gavaya, even though it's a shlam, I'm eating it. But still, it's called a gavaya. So that man diyama, by the way, it's the raisa the gadin. Loitem midaraisa mechsi chazi. Don't say that midaraisa really you could bring in the darim davis because eichel nefesh. And why don't we bring it? Because rabbanu the gazu shlo yisher. Rabbanu didn't want. Maybe the reason is that because rabbanu didn't want you to wait with your kabbanas. You know, you made a neder Hanukkah time. He gonna say, you know what? I'll bring it on Pesach. What's the big deal? And what happens is, first of all, mechav malachtoy for yontif, and also because it might be over v'altacher if you keep on pushing it off. So maybe that's what Rabbanan said, you can't bring a darim davas on yontif. But it's klof magamara, that's the raisa. That's what he says. L'divra ima, the darim davas in a kriyam v'yontif, lo yitem with raisa v'zachazi v'ronu d'gazur shal yisha, el ma d'raisa nami l'chazur. Even with the raisa, you can't bake or shecht something that's l'gavaya. What's the raya? The Shtei Alechem, the Chavis HaYoyim, the Lechem HaYoyim HaShem HaYisha, Shtei Alechem HaShem HaYoyim, there's no chash maybe you're going to wait too long. That's the time when you bring it. And still you can't bring it. Tani Eini Deicha, you still can't bake it on Yontif. Tani Eini Deicha, Lash Shabbos is Yontif. So you see, it's a real din. This din Lechem, V'loy L'Gavoya, is a real din of the Reisdiga din, and not just a din de Rabbanon. That's what you see from our Mishnah, as Ravina brings out from our Mishnah. Hadra Aloch, Shtei Alechem, Beli Neda. And now we go to a new parak. Parak HaMenachah is V'Hanesachim, which is the second to last parak in this Masechta. The last parak is Harei Alei Yisarin. As we're closing in on finishing this unbelievable Gevalding Masechta, Masechas Menachos. Zok the Mishnah. HaMenachah is V'Hanesachim Shenitmu'u Ad Shalai Kitchu B'Kli. Menachah is V'Hanesachim became Tamei before Kiddush Kli. Now, if something comes Tamei and you have no Eitzah, so you have to burn it. But here you have an Eitzah. Since it was not in the Kli, it didn't have Kusha Guf. Kusha Guf means that it's Kaddish, that it can be brought as a carbon already. But this only Kusha's Dom so far. When I say it's Hektish, all it is, it's like Bede Gabai. It's not my own Bede Gabai, it's because I plan on using it for carbon, but it only has a status of Kusha's Dom. Then you can have a pidyon. You can be part of it. You take different money, and you say, whatever the kedusha on menachos v'nesachim goes on this money. Now this money is kedush, and I take this money, I buy another mincha, another more nesachim. So menachos v'nesachim shenitmu atzoy kitchu v'kli before kiddush kli yesh lam pidyon. But misha kitchu v'kli, once I put it into a kli and a kli sharis, now it's kedush now to be brought as a carbon, ain't lam pidyon. Someone kedusha go, you can't do pidyon. Ha'oifos va'itzim. Birds and eitzim that you brought for carbon or bring it for the maracha v'alavoyno v'kli shares mishenitmu once it comes tamei ain't lam pidyon shaloi nema pidyon al behema because those things all have klushes aguf. You will make this these oifes and the eitzim and levoyno to be brought as a carbon. They don't need a klisharis to mekash them. Klisharis is kaddish. All these things don't have pidyon because pidyon is only said by behema means. Like Kedushas HaGuf, the only Kedushas HaGuf you find pidyon on is a behema. When do you find behema Kedushas HaGuf that has pidyon? When it gets a mum. A balas mum. When it gets a mum, so then you can be kodesh. So it's only a din by behema, but nowhere else. Not by mincha, not by nesachim, and not by oifes, etzim levoina, only by behema. That's it.
When you have a behema, you're yeah. Behema.
Right.
The original behema is completely
chulin. It's called psuli hamakadoshim. It's almost completely chulin. The only thing you can't do is you can't plow with it. You can't, but you can eat it regular. Yeah, you can't. That's good. Yeah, there's no the psulim kadosh there. Yeah, it's mamish if it goes completely free. Yeah, it's great. Very chulin. Yeah. So the Gemara. Now we're going to discuss what does the Mishnah mean by beginning. It said a menachah is vanasachem shenitmu after kitzvah kliyas on pidyon. So dafka was nitmu. Let's say it's tahirim. Are you allowed to be paid it? So on one hand you can say, yeah, why not? It's Kedushas Damim. On the other hand, it's not mamish classic Kedushas Damim because it's not like we said, it's not Bedek Abayis. I makish it to be makrif as a carbon. The grad didn't hit the klisharis yet, but it has certain mila. So the question is, is it dafka by nitmu because they have no eitzah? So there's like it's like a baal mum like or something like that, you know. And then we say you could be pided or nitmu is lav dafka. Big machlokes amaroyim. Omar Shmuel, v'afilu ein tahir. Shmuel says, and that's what we're going to deal with first, Shmuel, and then later on we'll see, it's about Nehemiah argues. So Shmuel says, Omar Shmuel, v'afilu ein tahir, and even if it's tahir, niftin, my taima, kamod loy kotcha v'kli, as long as it wasn't put in a kli, k'shareis, k'dushas dominin, it's like k'dushas dominin, v'k'dushas dominin niftin, that's pashid, real k'dushas dominin, classic k'dushas dominin, is niftu. Every single k'dushas b'adag abayis, k'dushas dominin, is poyde, that's the whole business of b'adag abayis. Everything gets, you poyde everything. So Kedushas Damim is niftu. What's the problem? Freit the Gemara, but v'ha nitmu tonight. No, it's just nitmu. So tomorrow, who had in dafka v'lo nitmu? Slav dafka. Even without nitmu. Why did it say nitmu? For a reason. V'ay the kabbalah misti seifa. Misha kitchu b'kli. Ein lam pidyin. Then we have a kashu k'li ein lam pidyin. That filu nitmu namiloi. That trying to say, even when it comes tamay namiloi. Tay namireish is nitmu al tshinitmu. The reish also says nitmu. That, but even by actually kitchu b'kli, it says nitmu also. Right, the Gemara, and what's the chiddush after kiddush kli? What be a chiddush nitmu? Pasha, that's the kiddush guf. You can't be part of it. Pshita, kiddush guf nenu. Like we're saying, oh, now it's a chiddush. After the nitmu, could tell you chiddush the other half. That even though it was nitmu, you're not part of kiddush guf. Of course not. Kiddush guf, you're not part of it. Pshita, kiddush guf nenu. So the Gemara, itzrich. Sak, that Chamin Ohel Baal Mumikri Tomei. We'll see later on, we'll see on Daf Kufalaf, that a Baal Mum is called Tomei. The Torah calls a Baal Mum a Tomei. So we would say, the both goes both ways. Tomei Nami Ka Baal Mum, Dami. Maybe a Tomei is a Baal Mum. Va'af Agav Akash Yusha Guf, Kinofo Be Mum, Mifrik. We know that even something that has Yusha Guf, if it has a Mum, it's we probably like a Behema. Hainami Lifrik. Here also we point it because now let's take a mincha for argument's sake. The mincha was placed in the klisharis, it's klishar guf, but it has a mum, became tamei. So and we know tamei and mum are interchangeable. We'll see a right from a pasuk. Kamash v'law and deloi ki hai tamei kariyachmon al mum. This type of psul is not called a baal mum on top of amud aleph. The klisharis loy eshchan the mifrik. You never found, even by Behema, that after the Behema went into the Klisharis, they could pay it. Now Rashi says, what does it mean, Klisharis? But feel the second line from top Rashi, the fill Behema Baal's Mum, Shah, Nemah by Pidin, La'acha, Shakitsa, Klisharis, Kitsha, Shach, Lo, Eshcha, my Pidin. After you shech the Behema, you can't be paid anymore. Because you got Kitsha, Klisharis. So Rashi Shirtasi holds that the knife was a Klisharis, according to Rashi and Taisis. When a few Taisis have to say, because after it goes into the Mizrak, which is a Klisharis, there's no such thing as Pidin after that. So it's saying, here, this is a bigger than a regular klishar guf. It's klisharis klishar guf. And that you don't find pidyon ever, even by a baal mum or behema. What do you want to say? I want to say that because baal mum is called tamei, so tamei is a baal mum also. So let's hear that klishar guf became tamei, let's be part of it. Says, no, we never found that type of baal mum after it's in klisharis that you part of it. We never found such a thing. Are you going to ask me, may I ask what you're thinking there, the kasha, that where by a oif do you have a that's klisharis. By oif, we're saying also that mishadit was inland pidyon because that's klishar guf. What do you mean? Oif never went to klisharis, so that should be like a baal mum. That's a good kasha, very good kasha. So if like the rishash, rishash has a kasha. Rishash has actually a riches on this. The rishash says, "Achar time aboyi, ma'ishna m'menoches is actually kitchen makli. Why is oif different than menoches before kitchen makli? The gemara mashma the fill of kitchen makli have a sack of that little freak. The nail of baal mum. El the mekosh gained." El the Meklisharis, sorry, lo eschon the mifrik. Meklisharis not the mifrik. So he says, what's the problem with this? V'nirali zokta rishash hatam, the hoil v'aim v'aim v'klisha kli klal, dim likosom v'haza osom, umitidom on a kova guf v'shakoyin. So therefore, it's kedusha guf meyad v'hekdesha. Because this is the ultimate kedusha gets. It never gets a klisharis. So v'aif, when I mak the chip for a carbon, that's it. That's already the highest level. That's like Kedushas Kli. And therefore, you can't be part of it anymore.
We were still talking about when the Baal Mum had
a... Huh?
Why is this that when the Baal Mum became Tomei?
No, that Baal Mum became Tomei. We're saying Tomei is a type of Mum.
Right, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you're Mekadosh Behema and it became Tomei, you can't be part of it.
If you're Mekadosh Behema and it became Tomei, you could be part of it.
These other items.
These other can't, no.
Because why shouldn't it be like a
Baal Mum? Because Marz Kasha. Marz Kasha is, Marz Tarets is, that even Baal Mum, after it's a Klisharis, you can't be part of it. Even Behemoth Baal Mum, you can't be part of the Klisharis. All these things are very past Klisharis. Freight is a Kasha. Oifis don't have it. That was the Kasha who's asked. Oifis don't have it. Tarets is. Truth is, Eitz don't have it either. The Tarets is the same thing. Those things, since they never had a Klisharis, therefore, that's the ultimate opinion. Actually, Eitzin was a sugi about it. What's the status of Eitzim? We'll get into that more on Kofala. Could be when you chop it with the Kardoim, maybe that's called Klisharis. It's a very big sugya. We'll see the Miyat Shem and Daf Kofala. Shmaka Omid coming up, Kofala from Adalaf. We'll see all about this Klisharis Aguf right there.